Hello and welcome to this podcast on EY's 2018 Scottish Attractiveness Survey. When we analyse Scotland's performance in 2017 in attracting foreign direct investment, we see a strong performance. Total project numbers attracted into Scotland increased by 7% and jobs created as a result of FDI more than doubled, both ahead of the UK growth rate. Scotland has had several years of strong FDI performance, and 2017 continues this trend with a record number of projects attracted in the year of 116. Looking beneath the headlines, we see clear evidence of strength in some very important sectors. So R&D projects attracted into Scotland increased by 70%, giving Scotland 24% of all R&D investments in the UK and making the country the market leader, ahead even of London, which tends to dominate the UK's FDI performance. Another very strong sector was digital, increasing by 56%, and together with R&D we can start to see the importance of Scotland's universities in really enhancing the country's appeal to foreign direct investment. Scotland also did well in business services, with a 10% rise in projects in a sector that declined by a similar amount across the UK as a whole, and food, which was up over 100%, as we saw signs of businesses positioning to continue to be able to operate in the UK market after Brexit. Like the UK as a whole, though, Scotland did see a decline in financial services of 22%, and we are seeing early signs that Scotland, just as we are across the UK as a whole, is in the middle of transition, with Brexit on one hand causing some changes to traditionally strong sectors, but digital and knowledge sectors now offering opportunities for future growth. Scotland is going to have to work out very carefully how it positions itself to balance against these competing pressures. In terms of investors into Scotland, you know, the United States continues to be the most important country, but we saw a significant uptick in investment from Ireland and Norway, and also pleasingly from China, where Scotland has made significant attempts to build its relationships with China. And this year we saw six projects from China, up from what had become really the historic average of probably only one project per year, a very significant step forward. Taking the analysis down a level, we also see Glasgow, Edinburgh and Aberdeen ranked in the top 10 UK cities. Scotland does have a set of assets, has strong cities. It has second tier cities such as Livingston that are also coming through in the numbers. And it has the universities and the institutional structure that investors remain very positive about in terms of the ease of doing business in Scotland. Considering the results overall, then, a positive year for Scotland, good growth in both projects and employment, and some major strategic advances in sectors that are seen as important for the long-term health of the economy. The challenge now is to continue to build on this, to continue to engage with investors, and to really help plot the course through what will probably be a challenging year for the UK as a whole, as we leave the European Union and have to reposition our economy. Thank you.